This is David Haken with Casey Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival. I'm here with Millicent King, who's one of the alternates in the new song showcase. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Music goes all the way back into the background. I think my parents started me on piano lessons when I was 5. Switched to violin when I was 10, pursued classical music up through college, and then had a period of burnout that led me to folk music, and that's really where my heart landed, and it's been that way ever since.
Cool. Tell about one of the first times you played music, your music, in front of an audience.
That's a tough one. It seems like it's something that happened sort of organically, you know. I would be playing coffee shop type shows with friends and just be like, well, can we sneak in an original? Or I would play in front of my friends at, you know, a time we're hanging out at someone's house and can I try out an original on you? And then those sort of made their way into the set, and then eventually it was all sets of originals. And so I don't even remember the first time. It was probably just like in someone's backyard in front of a friend.
Cool. So what was the spark for the first song you're going to play for us today?
This one, honestly, is kind of a pragmatic one. I wanted to try to get better at the guitar and write a guitar song, so I'm trying to, like, you know, it's got to be slow so I can sort of, like, haltingly plunk my way through it. And the other thing was I wanted to use this word isochrony, which is a word from geology that just means, you know, synchrony. Contemporaneity. So I pulled out my list of snippets and put together some nice slow halting guitar chords and just ended up going to this really melancholy place and kind of getting to explore some feelings that I didn't know I had. So
a little surprise.
Yeah. but it's a song about you know, feeling rooted in a place and separating who you are from where you are.
Cool. Let's hear that song.
That's called Windmill.
Energy.
will come visit me.
Some of your folk and singer-songwriter influences?
I think the one that's sort of always been with me is Paul Simon. I remember just like relating to his lyrics in particular as a, you know, teenager. Mm-hmm. And then more recently, definitely Colin Molloy, The Decemberists, has had a big impact on me. And then my queen, Joanna Newsom, I think is the ultimate folk lyricist and songwriter.
Great. So would you play another song for us?
Absolutely. This is my friend Lauren, friend from also way back in the background, and she's going to join me for this song called Leaving Home. I was just a kid when I packed my car with everything I Mama weighed me out as I turned my back on the place where I had grown, the city where I had grown. I thought I was wise enough to hold the concept of forever and tie it down with ribbons to my youth. But I betrayed the girl who thought that way. Ever saw the truth. Well, it ain't sad to turn a page when the change is worth a fortune. You get choices upon choices, but you gotta choose. And sometimes you just go, cause it's the only way to grow. Ah, but some ways that you look at it, you lose. Leaving home. Cause the world made me a promise of a better life to come on down the line. But all these chances and all this opportunity won't keep the promises I'll make to all those I leave behind, to all those I leave behind. Tightly while
though we miss a world of places and a thousand smiling faces, we can carry our own with us if we're strong. Leaving home, coming home, 'cause the world made me a promise of a better life to come on down the line. And all these chances and all this opportunity won't keep the promises I'll make to all those I leave behind, to all those I leave behind.
Wonderful. You're listening to Millicent King on KC Cafe Radio. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music.
Thank you for having us.